So a few ha'aris, depending on how much time we have, as it relates to today's epic daf, Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph. So in no particular order. So the Braisa said that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida, Sarah, Rachel v'Chana. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all akaros. They didn't have children for many, many years. And they all davened to Hashem. And eventually, all of their tefillos were answered. Says the Braisa, when did that take place? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida, Sarah, Rachel v'Chana. And what does that mean? Kimavur b'svara makdashim. It means that their tefillos were answered. The tefillos of Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, respectively, were all answered on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the truth is, if you go through the psukim, there really is no clue. There's no remez that this all took place on Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara said it's based on a combination of two gzeirah shavas: Asya pekida pekida, Asya zechira zechira. And based on this whole combination of gzeirah shavas, we know that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, the three famous akaris in Tanakh, they were all answered on the same day. Their tefillos finally penetrated the heavens on what day? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. I saw Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Netzotzayar says that even though it's not mefurish anywhere, that the story of Chana, he's talking specifically about Chana, happened on Rosh Hashanah, but there is a remez in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, so this is Shmuel Aleph, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayihi Hayoim, Vayizbach Elkanah, V'nasan l'pnina ishtoi u'l'chol banel u'v'noiseo monos u'l'chano yitei mona achas apoy. This is the beginning of the story of Chana, and it begins with the word Vayihi Ayoy. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that there's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Pinchas. The Zohar HaKadosh says like this, Pasach Rav Shimon v'Amar. Rav Shimon v'Yichoy said, Vayihi Ayoyim, it says sometimes the words Vayihi Ayoy. So he said, quote, B'chol atar d'chsi Vayihi, wherever it says the word Vayihi, iu tzar. It's in Lashon of tzar. Vayihi b'mei, if it says the word Vayihi b'mei, like Vayihi b'mei achashverosh, tzar vaday. That's more of a lashon of tzar. Vayihi ayoyim, what if it says Vayihi ayoyim? Yoimo de ispe tzar. It's a day that has tzar in it, meaning it's a tzar diga day. Vayihi means there was a zman of tzar, something bad happened. Vayihi b'mei tzar vaday, that's more of a lashon of tzar. Vayihi ayoyim is a taich in the day. It's a yoimo de ispe tzar. V'do ihu Rosh Hashanah. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayihi Ayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. Yoyma de ispe dina kashya al alma. Because that's the day that there's a dina kashya on the world. Vayihi Ayoyim vayavar alisha el shunem. He brings a raya. Yoyma de Rosh Hashanah hava. Ubechol asar, says the Zohar, every single time that you find in Tanakh that it says Vayihi Ayoyim, da Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, the story of Chana begins Vayihi Hayoyim Vayizbach Elkanah V'nasan L'pnina Ishtoi L'chol B'nei V'nasei Amanais. Maybe this is a remez that the story of Chana, the climax of the story of Chana, which is when Chana davens and Eli sees her, it took place in Rosh Hashanah. Like this Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh and Parashas Pinchas Reish Lamed Aleph Aleph, that says wherever it says B'chol Atar Vayihi Hayoyim da Rosh Hashanah, and this is the psicha Vayihi Hayoyim, this is the story that took place. This is a story that took place on Rosh Hashanah. I saw a beautiful ha'ara on the topic of Chana, and specifically the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillos of Chana Rosh Hashanah, and the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyim Rav David Yoel Weiss, and this is in his Sefer Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chana didn't have any children. Her Tzara Penina did have children, and it bothered Chana very, very much. And when her husband Elkanah would be oiler regular, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash, so Chana would go along. And it says one year Chana was davening, her lips were moving, but she wasn't making any noise. And Eli saw her, vayichashvena l'shikaira. And Eli accused her of being drunk. Usually if somebody's lips move, you're going to hear some sound. But Eli couldn't hear anything coming out of her mouth. And he felt that that's the hanhaga of a shikaira. Vayichashvena l'shikaira. The Vilna Gaon famously said that Eli was shoyl by the Urim Batumim, and the letters Shin, Kaf, Resh, Hey popped up. That was Urim, but he couldn't decipher it properly using the second part, the Tumim. He thought Shikaira really meant Kshera. The rest is history. But the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Brachas lamen aleph amen aleph. Kame hilchasa gavros ikel mishma mahani kroy dechan. There's many halachos that we can learn, specifically in hilchas tefillah, from the story of Chana. And Rav Hamnuna went on to discuss all the different halachos. One of the halachos he said was, from the fact that it says, v'koylo lo yishama, that Eli couldn't hear Chana davening, mikan, you learn from here, sha'asr la'gbiya koylo betfilasa, that it's awesome for a person to make noise when you daven. Meaning, when you daven, specifically Shmoyna Esrei, that's what it means, you're not allowed to make noise. You can't make a gerida. You have to be quiet. V'koylo lo yishamea, which was the way the Pasuk describes Chana's tefillah, this is the way it has to be l'maisa. And we learn from here, mikan l'mispalel, from a person that davens, asur l'hagbiya koylo betfilasai, he's not allowed to make any noise. The Rasha on this Gemara asks a bambakash. And just to preface, that's Pashit, that the Gemara doesn't mean that Chana was mechadish this halacha, that when a person davens, he's supposed to daven quietly. Of course, that's not what it means. What it means is that if Chana daven quietly, so must be, that's the way you're supposed to daven. Chana knew Hilchis Tefillah. As a result, if you go through the story of Chana and her epic Tefillah, we can extrapolate different halachas that are negeila to us in Hilchis Tefillah. So from the fact that Chana was v'koyla lo yishamea, so we learn a halacha, asr lag be a koyla b'tefillah, so that when a person daven, he's not allowed to daven loud. So freak the Marashah, if that's the case, I don't understand Poshit Pshat in the story. So Chana's davening, her lips are moving, and Eli can't hear her. So Eli said, what's going on over here? Usually if a person's lips move, they make noise. I don't hear anything coming out of Chana's mouth. Must be she's a shikker. Frey, the Marsha, if that's the way you're supposed to daven, so she was davening Shemayin Esrei. So why do you think she was a shikker? It's a bomb kasha. Marsha struggles very much to answer this kasha. If you take a look in the Tzlach from the Neidah Yehuda on that Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, he also struggles very much to answer this kasha. It's a very, very basic, elementary question on the story. That Chan is davening the way he's supposed to daven Shemayin Esrei. She's not making any noise. She's being mispalel as bilachash. Yet Eli sees something's off. So what did Eli do? So Eli said, it must be vayichashvel l'shikaira. What do you mean vayichashvel l'shikaira? So Rav David Yoel Weiss said a dover nifla. And he brings that really the Iker Mahalach that he's saying state in the Sefer Menachem Tzion from the Heiliger Remendel Mirimanov. And Remendel Mirimanov said, B'toysefes Beer from Rav David Yoel Weiss, based on Halach and Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha that's tucked away that not everybody knows. It's in Hilchis Tfila, it's in Archaim Simen Kuf Aleph, it's Sif Katan Gimel. So in Sif Katan Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that when a person davens Shmeina Esrei, lo yashmia koiloi, you're not allowed to make any noise. Vim eini yachal lechavim malachash, let's say you can't have kavana davening quietly, then mutalag bia koiloi, then you are allowed to make noise. The Hani Mili says, the mechabe beinoi lebein atzmi, that's only if you're davening bia chidos. Avo betzibur, but if you're davening with a tzibur, also, then you're not allowed to make noise. Dalsi lemidur tzibura, because it's tir de tzibur, you're going to end up confusing the person standing next to you. So as a result, a person is not allowed to be Mashmiya Koyle. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sifkat and Gimel. Yesh Oimrim. Sheberosh Hashanah. The Yom HaKippurim. Mutal Hashmiya Koyle Betfilasan. Then on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person is allowed to make noise when he davens. Afilu Betzibur. Even when he's davening Betzibur. Sir Amendel Amiriminov said. That Vaistois. The Minig must have been like this Yesh Oimrim that the Shulchan Aruch says. Then on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people used to make noise when they used to daven. When was Chana's tefillah answered? When did this story with Eli take place? When was Eli choshev b'ksheirim and then he gave her a bracha that he had to pay up, like we spoke out from Reb Chaim Kanievsky several times when we learned Masechtas Brachas. When did this whole event happen? This event happened on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the minig was that mutal hashmiya koyla b'tefilasan, afila b'tzibur, and that's what people used to do. So Eli sees Chana davening on Rosh Hashanah, and see what's going on? Everybody's making noise. Everybody's shrying Shmei Nesra. And Chan is the only person that's not making any noise. He knew the halacha ordinarily is that he's supposed to daven b'lachash. Oh, it's Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that? Our Gemara, Rosh Hashanah daf yud amid beis, Rosh Hashanah daf yud aleph, but Rosh Hashanah nifkad achana. So Eli was thrown for a loop. He said, what's going on? Must be vayichashvel l'shikaira. But the emes is that even though it's true, there's a yesh oimrim, but at the same time, Ramendel Miriminov said that the tzaddikim, the people that are on the highest madrega of tefillah, their avoida is so bitznius that even when it's mutter for a person to be screaming and very, very loud, but they always went bedarkei atznius. But either way, he says that even though it was true, it was mutter to daven b'kol ram, but of course Chana didn't have to daven b'kol ram, and her madrega was that she didn't want to daven b'kol ram. So of course you see from this gemara that there's an inyan to daven b'lachash. If Chana daven b'lachash, Vaistois is an inyan to daven b'lachash. And that's the kama, hilchasa, gvarta, ikala mishma, mehani kroy de Chana. This is one of the many halachas we learn from Chana. But the kasha is, why would Eli have accused her of being a shikoyra at the end of the day? All she's doing is following the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. L'chur, this is the way you're supposed to daven. The teretz was Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the minig was not to daven that way. And because the minig was not to daven that way, so it's for that reason that's why Eli thought something was off. And that's why it was vayichashvel l'shikoyra.